哈利路亚，愿主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the Lord bless us peace.
今天安息圣日，我们又能在这里彼此来见面。
Today is the Sabbath service, and once again we come here to see each other.
有的从各地方移民到了温哥华的地方。
Some of us came from other places, and we gather here in Vancouver.
我们温哥华的地方有分东西南北区。
Vancouver is divided into north, east, west, south.
可是他们有的移民到这里已经有三年、四年，他们呢朋友不曾见面。
When they arrived here, they may not even see their friends.
可是我们同一个教会里面，却是能够在每一个安息日能够见面。
But in the same church, we can see each other every weekend.
所以我们比一般移民到这里来的人更幸福。
So we are more fortunate than those who immigrate here.
在刚才我们所唱的赞美诗里面。
In the hymnal that we sang just now.
我们是同一个灵。
We are the same spirit.
是同一个教会。
The same church.
都成为弟兄姐妹。
And we became brothers and sisters.
所以我们每一个基督徒都会把安息日为最快乐的日子。
And so, all Christians will see the Sabbath service as the Sabbath day as one of the most happiest days.
我在台湾的时候
When I was in Taiwan,
也常常到山地的教会。
I often go to the churches in the mountainous area.
他们一见面就是哈利路亚，赞美主。
When they see each other, they will greet Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他们以安息日为最快乐的日子。
They see Sabbath day as the happiest day.
所以他们从第一天呢、就开始要来迎接再来的安息日。
So on the first day, they will be welcoming the Sabbath day that's coming.
所以看到我们各位很喜乐，大家聚集在一起。
So when I see everyone here, I'm happy.
我们就一起把荣耀来归给我们天上的真神。
Let us give glory to our Heavenly Father.
我到各地方去。
I have been to other places.
也看过很多的动物。
And I have seen a lot of animals.
那么到温哥华来，我上个安息日说到这个地方来，没有看到有公鸡、母鸡、小鸡。
Last time during the Sabbath service, I said that I haven't seen roosters, hens, and chickens in Vancouver.
那么所看到的鸡呢，都是没有头、没有脚，就包着一格在超级市场里。
And the chickens I've seen are those without heads and feet and are wrapped in a plastic bag.
那么前几天呢，我的大孩子蔡克昌。
A few days ago, my eldest son, my brother Tai.
他们一家人呢，还带我们两个老人呢，到那个什么公园？斯坦利公园。
A few days ago, he, with his whole family, brought me and my wife to Stanley Park.
那个地方我前几年已经来过了。
I've been to Stanley Park a few years ago.
可是到了外边稍微绕了一下。
And I just went a trip.
因为时间呢太紧迫了。
Because it's a pretty short time.
那么这一次来呢，我们很有充分的时间。
This time we have enough time to.
所以在那个公园里面呢、我看到有一个小的这个火车。
In the park, I saw a small train.
我看那个小火车蛮可爱的。
I see that the train is very adorable.
我又长得这么大。
I am tall.
这个小火车怎么能够进去啊？
How can I sit in the train?
可是不让上那个火车还蛮可惜的。
But if I don't go on.Aboard the train, I felt a pity. I felt a pitiful.
所以我们一家人六个人呢、就上了那个小火车。
So, my whole family went aboard the train.
那个开那个火车的那个司机啊，他的脸跟头啊，都跑到外面起来了。
The driver who drove the train, his head is well over the roof of the train.
可见那个火车是很小。
So we can see that the train is very small.
是一种迷你型的。
It's a petite train.
好了，火车走了不远的时候，又看到有一个山洞呢，隧道。
Not far from where we start, we went through a tunnel.
我害怕那个司机的头会不会去碰到那个水道。
I was afraid that the driver's head might knock into the tunnel.
结果还好，他到那个地方把头啊收进去。
However, when he approached the tunnel, he would dove his head.
啊，一转过弯。
When he turned around.
我看到了。
I saw something.
有看到那个羊。
I saw deers.
啊，那个羊的脚呢是左右这样子横着。
The horns of the deers are in a horizontal position.
啊，再去一点。
When I went further,
就看到两只比较大的。
I saw two bigger ones.
我用那个摄影机啊在照它。
I used the camcorder to record it.
啊，它可能知道我要照它，所以它跑到我的前面来了。
Perhaps they knew that I'm recording them, so they came up to me.
而且两只羊呢，用他们的脚啊，就这样子两个脚，咔嚓，就这样跑到我的前面。我说这个好镜头，赶快把它找起来。
The two deers with their horns locked into each other came approach me.
哦，原来这个羊啊，不是山羊。
This deer is not a goat.
也不是绵羊。
It's not a ram.
啊，它这个羊呢，就是羚羊。
It is a gazelle.
所以这个圣经里面呢、啊。曾经提到有羚羊的事情。
And the Bible has recorded instance of gazelles.
那么这个羚羊呢，有一种是金黄色的羚羊。
There's a golden hazel.
啊，还有一种是黑脚的。
A black foot hazel.
有的羚羊呢是有黑毛，中间有掺杂一点那个白色。
Some gazelles have black furs with white spots.
可是羚羊没有戴这个眼镜呢，可是它的眼睛呢蛮大的，还有一种是瞪眼羊。
Although gazelles do not wear glasses, but they do have one species that's called staring ones.
这个都是在staring ones. 在 America 才有的啦。
These are the species in America.
那么羚羊最漂亮的呢，就在这个南非洲的南部。
The most beautiful gazelles are in North Africa.
那个地方有一个地方叫做这个拉达鲁州
，It's in South Africa. There's a
啊，那个地方的羚羊最漂亮。
The gazelles in that place are the most beautiful ones.
那羚羊的毛呢是金黄色。
The fur are golden brown.
啊，那么它的这个肚子稍微有白色。
There's white strips along its abdomen.
啊，它的这个头啊，脖子长长的。
It has a very long neck.
啊，而且都。这个头的上面啊，有两只脚。
And on top of the head, there's two horns.
两只脚是往前面倒，往后面这样勾上去的。
The two horns points forward and curls up.
这跟我们一般看那个牛的脚不一样。
The horns are different from the ones that we've seen from the ox.
可能我们很早到温哥华来，可能没有看过牛呢。
For those of us who came to Vancouver, we probably haven't seen ox before.
因为现在的农夫啊，都是用机器的那个铁牛。
Now the farmers use a tractor.
所以可能有的常常吃牛排，还不知道这个牛到底怎么样。
So often we will eat steaks, but we do not know what ox looks like.
好，那么这个羚羊呢，它有四只脚，是蛮长的。
Gazelles has four.Legs which are long.
所以羚羊走起路来很快。
So they run fast.
它跳起来也蛮高。
And they jump high.
它跑起路来，你要是用那个摩托赛卡还追不到的。
When they run, you will not be able to catch up with them with the motorcycle.
因为那个速度很快。
Because their speed is fast.
所以以前呢、啊，有的到这个南非洲啊，要去抓这个羚羊的时候。
So when you want to go to South Africa to catch these animals,
用两部的这个吉普车
you will need to use two jeeps.
啊，吉普车呢，他们一直要把它赶。
And the jeeps will chase them.
他赶到哪里去呢？
Where will they chase the animals?
赶到那个森林里面去。
They will chase the gazelles to the forest.
就从这个左右两边呢，赶它走。
They will chase them from the From two sides to the forest.
羚羊呢，它一边走一边跳。
And the animals will hop and run at the same time.
有时候跳起来还比我们这个讲台还要高。
Sometimes when they leap, it will be higher than our platform here.
后来一直跳到森林里这边去。
And they will leap all the way to a forest.
它就跑不掉了。
And then they will be caught.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为在树林里面，他们以前呢把那个网 把它已经挂好了。
Because first of all, the man would put a net in the forest.
因为他头上有两只脚。
The horns on the animals.
这两只脚往这里面一冲进去的时候，就被他把绑起来了。
When the animals ran into the net, their horns were caught.
所以有很多人都喜欢去抓这个羚羊。
A lot of people like to catch these gazelles.
为什么要抓这个羚羊？
Why do they catch these animals?
因为这个羚羊的脚啊。
Because the horns of the gazelles.
很有价值。
Are valuable.
而且蛮贵的。
And expensive.
这个在我们一般呢、啊，这个中药房里。
And in the Chinese herb.
啊，中药房里去看了、啊，它有排出来，排在那里。
You can see these in Chinese medicine shops.
这个是算分的，不是算钱的，也不是算两的，只有一分一分啊，就很多钱了。
They are very expensive.
一点点啊，就蛮贵的。
A little bit of it costs a lot.
那么这个羚羊可以做什么呢？
What is the use of this?
有人发高烧了。
When someone has a fever.
啊，烧的这个眼睛啊，眼球啊，翻白了。
And their eyeballs go up.
而且讲话呢就不能出了，乱讲了。
And they will not be able to speak properly.
这是已经发烧啊，他的心里面已经发火了。
And the heart is on fire.
啊，你用打针的也没有办法。
If you use injection, it's useless.
很多的医学博士没有办法医治他的病。
A lot of medical professors will not be able to cure it.
那么这个羚羊呢，它这个粉呢、啊，就用开水一泡，把它弄它喝下去，它把这个新的火可以降下来。
The gazelle's horn when it was put into powder form, and when you take it, the heat will go down.
所以这个羚羊的脚可以帮助人退火。
So the horn of the gazelle will help you turn down the heat.
有的人都要发狂了，神经病了。
Some of them are almost crazy.
啊，用这个羚羊可以把它磨水灌下去以后，它会安静下来。
If you mix the powder with water, then they will quiet down.
啊，所以这个羚羊的脚很高贵。
So the horns are valuable.
那么羚羊的肉
，the meat of the gazelle
啊，很有补的，啊，补心体，养心体。
Is a nutrient to your body。
啊，那么羚羊的骨头
，the bones of the animal
可以帮助人的这个肌肉方面
，can help your muscles。
所以这个羚羊对于人来说贡献很大。
So the gazelle is a great contribution to man。
今天我们下午为什么要来查这个羚羊
？Why are we studying the gazelle this afternoon？
因为圣经里面有教训。
Because there's a teaching in the Bible。
我们是拜神的以色列百姓。
We are the Israelites who worship God。
当时以色列人他们敬拜神的时候
，When the Israelites were worshiping God。
那么神这种摩西就交代这个拜神的以色列人要如何来遵守。
God through Moses told the Israelites how to worship him.
好，我们现在看《新命记》十四章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 14.
新命记十四章的第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 2.
啊，《新命记》十四章第二节，因为你归耶和华你神为信实的民，耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你，特别做他自己的子民。好了。我们再看这个利未记。
Let's turn to Levites.
啊，利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
啊，利未记的十一章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 11 verse 1.
啊，十一章第一节。
Chapter 11 verse 1.
耶和华对摩西、亚伦说，第二节，你要告诉以色列人说，在地上一切走兽中可以吃的，乃是这些。第三节。
Verse 3.
欢蹄分两半倒嚼的走兽里面的可以吃、啊、但那个倒嚼或者是分蹄之中不可以吃的乃是鹿犊因为倒嚼不分蹄就意里面不洁净 第五节
Verse 5
沙番因为倒绝不分蹄就意你们不洁净第六节
6
兔子因为是倒绝不分蹄就意你们不洁净第七节
7
猪因为蹄分两半就不倒绝就意你们不洁净第八节
8
这些瘦的肉你们不可以吃死的你们也不可以摸都以你们不洁净这个当时拜神的以色列百姓。
During that time, the Israelites were worshiping God.
神要让以色列人要跟世界上的人有一个分别为圣。
God wants the Israelites to separate from the worldly people.
所以教代他们这个可以吃的动物，还有不可以吃的动物。
So he told them what animals they could eat and what animals they cannot eat.
有的信徒以为这个是旧约的事情。
Some believers felt that this is an old
testament. 跟我们现在没有关系。
It has nothing to do with us today.
我们总不能把旧约的圣经把它毁掉。
We cannot abolish the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里面有很多啊属灵的教训。
Because in the Old Testament there are a lot of spiritual teachings.
所以圣经里面既然有旧约，就有新约。
So since there's an Old Testament, there must be also a New Testament.
有神的预表，就有这个实现的时候。
There are prefigurations, and there are times when this.
好。那么这个新命记十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 14.
我们再看第三节。
Let us turn to verse 3.
好。新命记十四章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 3.
凡是可憎之物都不可以吃可以吃的牲畜就是牛绵羊山羊鹿羚羊跑子野山羊美鹿黄羊青羊第六节凡是分蹄成为两半又倒绝的走兽你们都可以吃好这个上面已经提到了
Here itIt has already mentioned.
当时以色列百姓啊，在走这个兽类的当中，可以吃的就是牛。
Among the species of the animals they can eat are ox.
还有绵羊。
Sheep.
还有山羊。
Goat.
还有鹿。
Deer.
这个地方还提到羚羊。
And also mentioned the gazelle.
所以羚羊跟一般的山羊不一样。
So gazelle is different from the ordinary goat.
跟那个绵羊不一样。
And it's also different from sheep.
啊，绵羊的角是卷起来的。
The horns of the sheep are curled.
身上有很多啊，这个白色的毛。
There are wools on the.
那么山羊，因为有山羊的道理。
The goat has its own.
今天我们在这里要特别要来讲这个羚羊的这个事情。
Today we're going to to discuss the gazelle.
啊，因为它会倒绝。
Because it chews the curd.
啊，什么叫做倒绝呢
？What does it mean to chew the curd?
就吃了东西，吃了草啊，吃了粮食，吃到肚子里面去，还会拿出来嘴巴一直在咬，这样子叫做倒绝。
Chew the curd means when you eat something, you will regurgitate up and then chew it again.
你看那个牛啊。
When you look at the ox,
一天到晚上，它的嘴都没有停止。
All day the mouth of the ox will not stop.
这个牛不是在吃那个口香糖的。
The ox is not eating chewing gum.
啊，我们一个人把那个口香糖放在嘴巴，一天到晚上都一直在嚼嚼嚼。
When we chew the chewing gum, we will not stop chewing.
那么牛它把东西吃下去。
When the ox eats the grass,
它还会吐出来，在嘴巴里面还在咬。
It will regurgitate the food and then
chew it again. 咬了以后呢，还要吞下去。
And after chewing it, it will swallow it.
那么这个羚羊跟牛是一样的。
The gazelle is the same as the ox.
他们吃了东西还要拿出来再咬。
Whatever they have eaten, they will regurgitate, chew it again, and then swallow.
就在那里翻覆几次。
And they will repeat it for several times.
不但是它会倒绝。
Not only will it chew the curd.
它的脚还是分作两半。
Its hooves are divided.
所以我在黑板上啊，就写这个羚羊，它的脚，它的指甲是两半的。
So the hoof of the gazelle is divided.
啊，那么兔子呢
？For the rabbit.
兔子的脚不是两半。
The hoof of the rabbit is not divided.
兔子的脚是这样子，五爪的。
It is a
好像猫的脚。
It is like the paw of a cat.
好，不是分成两半。
It is not divided.
可是兔子也可以咬嚼。
But a rabbit can also chew the cud.
所以有时候我们有养那个兔子，你注意看它的嘴巴，一天到晚上都是不停的。
For those of us who have rabbits, we will know that they will chew all day.
那么圣经里面还提到这个骆驼。
The Bible also mentioned the camel.
骆驼呢，它会倒嚼。
It chews the cud.
它吃了草以后吞下去，会又提出来，在嘴巴里面再咬。
When they eat the grass, they will regurgitate, chew it again, and swallow.
可是这个骆驼的脚呢，是这样子的，不是分作两半。
But the hoof of a camel is not split.
所以神就告诉摩西说，这种由这个倒嚼还有嚼分。半两半的这个是洁净的动物。
So God told Moses that the animals which has a split hoof and chews the cud is a clean animal.
这种动物你们可以吃。
And you can eat this kind of animal.
那不可以吃的呢？
For those animals that you cannot eat,
就是骆驼。
Are camels?
有反嚼，有反嚼，脚没有分两半。
It chews the cud but does not have split hoof.
再看黑板那个猪。
Look at the pig on the board.
那么猪的脚呢？
The hoof of a pig
也是分两半。
It's split.
可是猪出下去以后，
But whatever the pig has taken,
它不能再拿出来嘴巴里再咬。
It cannot regurgitate and chew again.
猪出东西出来以后，就马上往后面就塞出去了。
Whatever the pig has taken in, it will pass out.
你们有没有看到猪一天到晚上在吃口香糖？
Have you seen a pig chewing a gum?
没有，它没有再拿出来咬一咬。
It will not chew the cud.
所以古时候呢，以色列百姓不吃猪肉。
So Israelites in the Old Testament times do not eat pigs.
在律法时代
，in the Mosaic time，
他们不吃猪肉的。
They do not eat pigs.
他们吃猪肉还有羊肉，还有鹿的肉。羊的肉。
They will eat mutton.
那么这一种这个会。倒嚼没有分蹄的就不能吃。
For those that choose the cud and do not have split hoof, they are not to be eaten.
好，那么为什么要提到这个
？Why do we mention this point？
因为这跟我们的基督徒有关系。
Because it has something to do with Christians.
现在我们要开始找。
Now we have to look for.
在《使徒行传》里面。
In the book of Acts.
有一个人的名字叫做羚羊。
We have to look for someone whose name is Gazel.
在《使徒行传》
In Acts.
我要讲比较宽一点，从第六章到第九章里面。
From chapter 6 to chapter 9.
我们现在开始找。
We will now start looking for.
使徒行传从第六章到第九章里面。
Acts chapter 6 to chapter 9.
有一个人的名字叫做羚羊。
There's a character whose name is Gazel.
这一个人就跟这个真正的羚羊他的工作，他的思想，他的判断都是一样的。
The thoughts and the judgment of this person are the same as a gazelle.
再接近一点，到八章跟九章里边。
To be closer, it's in chapters 8 to 9.
好，在第九章。
In chapter 9.
好。差不多了，好，有没有找到？好，我们要看那个小字的。好来，《使徒行传》第九章三十六节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 36。
在约珀有一个女徒，就是女的信徒，名叫做大比大。翻叙利亚话就是多加，我们注意看小字。多加就是羚羊的意思。有没有看到
？If you look at the notes below，
有没有看到
？Dorcas means devil。
这个多加就是羚羊。那么这个羚羊它做什么事情呢
？Dorcas means gazelle. And what does this animal do？
它广行善事。多多施这个周济。
She was always doing good and helping the poor.
她善事做得很广。
She was doing a lot of good things.
而且可以帮助人。
And she helped the poor.
这个多加不是一个女的传道。
Dorcas is not a female preacher.
也不是教会的执事。
And is not a deaconess.
她是一个姐妹。
She is a sister.
啊，这位姐妹名字叫做多加。
This sister, her name is Dorcas.
那么她的名字又叫做羚羊。
And her name is also Gazel.
她的善事为什么那么广行呢？
Why does she always doing good?
啊，羚羊有四只脚。
The gazelle has four.
又高又长啊，又细。
The legs are long.
所以它走得快，跑得快。
They will walk fast and run fast.
啊，它所做的善事啊，做得很宽很大。
So the good things they do are very broad.
如果一个人没有信心。
If a person do not have faith,
一个人没有热心
do not have fervency,
他要做善事做不出来的
it will be impossible to do good things.
或者是做了一下子就已经垂头丧气了
and once they start, they would fail.
就灰心了
they will become disappointed.
可是他做得很广很宽很大
but Dorcas was always doing good.
而且要帮助人
And she helps the poor.
这个帮助人有一种是金钱方面的帮助。
One of helping the poor is to give them money.
那一方面是精神上的帮助。
And one is to help them emotionally.
今天我们基督徒弟兄姐妹彼此帮助不一定是用金钱。
Today, when we help each other, we do not necessarily give them
financial aid. 有时候是用这个道理来彼此勉励。
Sometimes we'll use the truth to encourage each other.
他的生活上发生困难了。
But there's trials in that.
以道理来勉励他。
We will use the truth to encourage them.
他们自己的私生活不好，引起家庭闹革命。
When their private life is not good and there's trouble in the family.
不是用金钱可以解决的。
Money will not solve the problem.
就要用爱心来解决。
We can give them love.
用这个道理来彼此劝勉。
We will use the truth to encourage each other.
可是我们很多人都喜欢弟兄姐妹来爱我们。
A lot of us like brothers and sisters to love us.
都是金钱方面来爱我们。
And to love us in financial way.
或者是买了很多的米啦、菜啦、肉啦，来送给你，来帮助你。
Or to give a lot of groceries to us to help us.
无助上面的帮助，你会很感谢他的。
Aid from the material world, we will be grateful for it.
等到你能够生活了
，But when we are able to lead a life,
你有钱了
，We have money.
你家庭发生问题
There's a problem of family.
或者是你本身的行为不好
，Or you do not have a good manner.
过去帮助人、帮助你的弟兄姐妹
，The brothers and sisters that used to help you.
他现在用道理要来帮助你。
And now they're going to use the truth to help you.
你不能接纳。
And you are not able to accept it.
因为你只有能接纳他的无助上面的爱心。
Because you're only able to accept their love in the material way.
你不能接纳他这个爱心的勉励。
You cannot accept their love in an encouraging way.
这是人的缺点。
This is one of the.
那么这个多加他为什么能够帮助人？
Why is Dorcas able to help others?
因为她有听道理。
Because she has listened to the truth.
她道理听了之后
After listening to teaching,
还常常拿出来欢呼的思想
And she will often ponder on it.
想了又想
And pondering.
所以这个羚羊或者是牛它吃的东西会倒嚼就是要把道理吃下去之后能够常常提出来想一想。
The gazelle are able to chew the curd, and Dorcas similarly would often ponder upon the teachings.
我们看耶利米书十章。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书十五章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16.
十五章十六节，耶和华万军之神啊。我得着你的言语就当食物吃了你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐因为我是称为你名下的人一个基督徒如果他的心里面常常能够快乐
If a Christian are able to be happy every day,
那么他的心中一定要有神的话语。
Then in his heart there must be words of God.
也就是说要有神的道理。
That is to say, the teachings of God.
今天我们听道理就好像在吃这个草，吃这个粮食。
Today when we listen to the truth, it's like eating the grass.
把神的话当作食物，把它吃了。
We're eating the words of God.
那么吃下去呢，一定要吃完。
After we must finish eating all of
them. 有的听道理呢，他没有听完。
Some when they listen to a sermon, they
just
don't
finish the whole sermon. 就好像到菜馆去吃东西，没有吃完。
Just like going to a restaurant, we leave some food behind.
你的肚子里面老是都不会饱足的。
And you will not have a full stomach.
这个地方是要当作食物把它吃了。
Here it says we must take the words of God as food to eat them.
一个人如果有道理，
if a person has a true memory,
他可以把道理常常提出来想。
They'll often ponder upon the truth.
那么道理提出来想了之后，
after pondering upon the truth,
你才能够判断是非。
Then you will be able to make a correct judgment.
你可以判断这个可以做，不可以做。
You'll be able to judge what is what we can do and what we
cannot do. 所以这个牛也好，羚羊也好，它的脚是分作两半的。
So the ox and the gazelle have split hooves.
所以这个能够思想的人，他才能够决定是非，这个该做，这个不该做。
For those of us
能够导决啊，这是能够丰富思想的。
For those of us who have thoughts, we will be able to judge what is right and what is wrong.
他才能够判断是非。
They will be able to judge what is right and what is wrong.
所以这个多加他就是有听道理。
So Dorcas listened to the truth.
他听了道理之后常常想。
After listening to the truth, she'll often ponder.
主耶稣的道理就是要让我们来爱人如己。
The teaching of the Lord Jesus is to love your neighbors as yourself.
我要爱他，好像爱我自己一样。
You have to love someone like loving yourself.
他如果这样想过了之后，
if you are able to ponder on this,
他说我一定要爱神。
She will say, I must love God.
我也要爱人。
I must love man.
所以他就帮助人了。
So she helps others.
因为他已经决定这个要做。
So she has decided, because she has decided she has to do it.
而且做得很乐意。
And she's willingly.
又做得很快。
And she'll be doing it.
所以圣经才说她的善行是很广的。
That's why the Bible says she was always doing good.
好了，不久这一个多加呢，因为生病就死了。
Not long after, Dorcas became sick and died.
好，我们再看这个《使徒行传》的第九章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 9.
37节。
Verse 37.
当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在牢上。吕大原是约伯相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要缠怨啊！”彼得就起身和他们同去。到了，便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭。一个善人死了。
A generous person has died.
一个很好的人死了。
A good person has died.
会引起很多人来同情。
A lot of people pity her.
惋惜。
Feel sad.
为他呢哀伤。
And will cry for her.
一个坏人死了。
When an evil person died.
人家还鼓掌呢。
People will be clapping hands.
有时候还放鞭炮。
And they will be celebrating.
来庆祝这个坏人死了。
They will be celebrating his death.
所以同样一个人。
So a same person.
我们要做好人来让人纪念。
As a person, we must do good things.
不要做一个坏人来让人唾沫。
We should not be an evil person that was despised by everyone.
那么多加呢？他做人很成功。
Dorcas was a good person.
他有听道理。
She listened to the truth.
常常把道理放在心里面。
She often put the truth in her heart.
常常把道理拿出来想。
Often pondering upon the truth.
她不但听道理。
Not only does she listen to the truth.
而且把道理行出来。
And she'll perform it.
所以她的信仰是活的。
So her faith is a live one.
她的信仰不是死的。
Her faith is not dead.
一个人的信心如果没有行为来 配合，他的信心是死的。
If a person's faith is not shown through her deeds,
他只有嘴巴上说我爱人，我爱人，其实他有爱过哪些人
？If she only says she loves people, and what people she has loved?
整个家庭里面到处常常都是闹翻翻的。
And often in family there will be fights.
啊，一见呢，信徒说哈利路亚，感谢主。
When she sees members, she'll say,
在家里面是闹得要翻了。
But in family, it's the other way around.
让邻居的人看到我们家里面到底是这个有小偷跑进来。
When the neighbors see them, they will feel that there are thieves coming in.
让我们的邻居没有一个人知道我们是信耶稣的。
The neighbors will know that we are believers.
你要怎么来帮助人家？
How will you be able to help others?
你要怎么样来引导人家来听布道会？
How would you urge others to come to the evangelical services?
在台湾有一个青年。
In Taiwan, there's a youth.
布道会快到了。
When the evangelical service is coming.
他还蛮热心的。
He was very fervent.
啊，骑了一部脚踏车。
He rode on a bicycle.
在马路上一直叫。
And he was calling out on the street.
哎呀，金耶稣教会布道了。
The True Jesus Church is holding a
几点钟开始？
Evangelical service starts at a certain time.
啊，请你们来听布道。
Please come to attend.
来听布道会啊，能够得到平安。
Come to town to get peace.
好，他在马路上一直在那里跑过来跑过去。你说他有没有热心
？And he was calling these out on the street.
可是他到了他的叔叔的家。
When he arrived at his uncle's house.
他说叔叔啊。
He said, Uncle.
哎呀，我们教会要布道会了。
Our church is having evangelical
service. 请你来听布道。
Come and attend.
我才不去呢。
The uncle said no.
我如果到你们的教会去听道理。
If I go to your church to listen to the truth,
也像你这样只会拿棍子打你的爸爸，这个道理我才不听。
And if I'll be like you, using a stick to hit your father, then I'd rather not listen to the truth.
因为他本身没有好的行为。
Because the youth do not have a good deed.
他拿棍子打他自己的爸爸。
He used a stick to hit his father.
这个叔叔知道呢。
This uncle knew about this incident.
这个叔叔没有信耶稣。
The uncle did not listen to.
可是他们的家从来还没有人有打过架。
But in the family there wasn't a fight.
所以外邦人有的时候还比我们的基督徒的生活还好。
So sometimes the Gentiles lead a better life than the Christians.
可是我们基督徒应该啊要把道理好好的存在心里面。
So as Christians we must truly bury the truth in our heart.
家庭里面如果是要闹起来了。
If there are trouble in the family.
你首先啊，要把道理拿出来，反复的思想。
Then you should first take out the truth from your heart and ponder on it.
我这样子的动作。
My actions today.
这个有没有符合道理
？Is it according to the Bible?
我该不该这样做
？Should I do this?
啊，所以一个人在家庭里面能够带来给满家的人能够快乐。
If the whole family are happy.
是因为有道理。
There's because there's truth.
所以没有道理的人就让一家人痛苦。
If there is no truth, then the whole family will suffer.
那么这一个多加。
Then Dorcas.
她就是带来一个和平。
She has brought peace.
因为羚羊的头上有两只脚。
Because on the head of the gazelle there are two horns.
她不但是物质方面的帮助。
Not only does she help others.
他有道理的帮助。
She also has the aid.
他物质方面的帮助是什么？
The material side of the aid that she gave.
我们再看这个《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
39节。
Verse 39.
彼得就起身到他们跟他们同去。到了，便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在那个彼得的旁边哭。那这个多加与他们同在的时候所做的旅衣外衣给他看，这些寡妇他们不会做衣服，
The widows do not know how to sew,
也没有钱财可以买布料，
do not have money to buy clothing,
所以他们只有在彼得的前面拿把他这个多加送给他们的旅衣外衣拿起来起来给这个彼得看了。
So they show Peter the robes and the other clothing that Dorcas made.
就说彼得啊，你看这个人很好。
When Peter saw that Dorcas is a good person.
他做了衣服送给我们。
She made clothes for others.
你看他的爱心有多大。
So we can tell how great her love was.
我们现在的衣服啊。
The clothes that we have today.
都是这个 制衣厂啊，用那个电动的啊，一下子有五分钟啊，可以烘了这个几十件。
Are made from the sewing machines.
那个多加那个时候啊，他的衣服呢，用剪刀啊，一刀一刀的剪。
During the time when Dorcas was alive, they had to sew.
还有用那个针，还有线啊，一针一针的缝。
They had to sew the clothes using a needle.
啊，那个一针缝下去，拉起来，这个就是爱心了。
The way she sewed.The clothing proves that she has love.
哪一位姐妹没有？我要做衣服来帮助她。
Now, which sister say I'll
be able to help you? 这一针一针都是爱心。
Every stitch that she made.
比如说，我们每一个家庭都有多加的这种爱心。
If everyone in our family has the love like Dorcas,
那我们的家庭就是喜乐。
Then our family will be happy.
因为都会帮助别人。
Because we will help others.
你自己没有爱心
If you do not have love,
你怎么会拿出爱心来帮助人
How would you show others your love?
她的做这个善事是做的太多太多的
She has done a lot of good deeds
这个多加做善事自己啊不吹喇叭不广告
Dorcas does not broadcast her good deeds
这一位姐妹
This sister
她做了善事没有告诉人家我做什么善事
After she has done her good deeds, she did not tell others what she has done.
她是默默地做。
She did all her good deeds in
silence. 她所做的事情不自己夸扬。
She does not boast on the good deeds she has done.
她生病死了。
When she was sick and died,
就有人来称赞她。
There will be people approaching her to praise her.
后来彼得看到这个情形。
When Peter saw this incident,
看十四节。
Let's turn to verse 40.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，专心对死人说：“大必大，你起来。”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来了。好，这个死去的这个多加。
Dorcas that was dead.
他生病死了。
She died because of her illness.
很多的信徒都为着他来。惋惜
a lot of believers were felt pity
也有信心
and they had faith
因为他们听到彼得的事情
because they heard about Peter
那彼得会做什么事情
what can Peter do
因为彼得有得到圣灵之后呢他能够行行迹出来
after the Holy Spirit has descended on Peter was able to do
miracles 所以他们去请彼得来了
So they ask Peter to come.
那么彼得也同样的看到他们有道理，他们有信心。
When Peter saw that they had the truth and faith,
所以他叫他们出去。
He sent them out of the room.
彼得一个人就在那里跪下祷告了。
And he alone knelt down and prayed.
祷告之后就是叫大比大，你起来。
And he said, Tabitha, get up.
啊，这一个多加。在眼睛闭的时候，一听到这个声音呢，他眼睛睁开了。
Dorcas with her eyes closed when she heard Peter, she opened her eyes.
就活过来。
And she became alive.
这个事情呢，让很多人看到了。
This incident was seen by a lot of
people. 也传遍了那个地方。
And was spread. Lord.
今天我们听到这个多加
Today we read about this person Dorcas
她有这么的聪明 有聪明的智慧
She has wisdom
是因为她头上有两只这个羚羊的角
Because she has the two horns of a gazelle on her head
她一方面有物质来帮助人
She helped others materially
一方面有爱心来帮助人
And she helped others Through her love.
有的人夫妻吵架
Sometimes when a couple quarrel,
就快要闹离婚了
and they're on the edge of a divorce,
你们不晓得有没有看过
I do not know whether you have seen
我有看过信徒啊夫妻吵架
I have seen believers quarreling with each other
已经在地上啊在那里躺在那里不起来了
and they're lying on the floor and refuse to get up
后来传道去跟我联络
Later, a preacher communicated with me.
他说夫妻吵架。
It says,
哎呀，吵得好厉害。
And it's a
那个长老啊，你跟我一起去。
Elder, please come with me.
我说为什么我要跟你一起去啊？
I said, why should I go with you?
啊，你传道去就好了。
You can just go by yourself.
哎呀，我没有不够力量的。
Preacher said, I do not have enough strength.
长老，你一起去啦。
Elder, please come with me.
哎呀，如果要打架的，我是不会的。
If we have to fight, then I don't know how to fight.
不是的，不是的，你一起去啦。
He says, please come with me.
我就去了。
And I went.
他的太太在地上。
The wife was on the floor.
啊，衣服都破了。
The clothes were torn.
她跟她的丈夫闹了。
She was quarreling with her husband.
她说我要出去了。
And she said, I'm going out.
哎，丈夫说，哎呀，你要出去你就出去嘛。
And the husband said, then go.
啊，你什么东西都不能带出去哦。
You cannot bring anything with you.
就你要出去好了，这个她穿的衣服都把她撕破了。
He would tear the clothes off.
他的太太啊，平常啊，那个指甲都是留的长长，还要垫那个红色的。
Normally the wife has long nails and would use
他像那个丈夫啊，那个脸小子这样子一抓。
She would scratch her husband's face.
就好像那个四条大路的那个通路，一抓。
She would scratch her husband's face, leaving scars.
你看到我去了。
When I arrived.
长老，你看。
She said, Elder, look.
你看我的太太这样子抓我。
Look at my wife, how she scratched me.
她的太太说，长老，你看我的这个像衣服吗？
And she said, Elder, look at the clothing I'm wearing.
两个人都在那里，她也不起来。
Both of them are arguing.
哎呀，天气好热。
It was a hot day.
所以我后来想啊。
And later I thought.
你现在来责骂她不行。
If you would rebuke them now, it's useless.
所以到里面去，好热啊。
So I went in and said,
"Hot." He, 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 he,
he. They will be telling each other, telling.
我说你们什么？你们两个人都是了，只有我不是了。
They're telling them both of you are right, I'm wrong.
天气这么热，你看到我流汗这么大，我还到你们家来。
You can see it's such a hot day, and I'm perspiring, and I'm still here.
一杯凉茶都没有。
Do not give me a glass of cold tea.
他太太赶快起来了。
And the wife got up.
到冰箱啊去开了。
I went to the fridge and
opened. 好了，拿一瓶那个一开罐，砰，拿出来。长老，这个好，我这个最好了，还要打什么架？
And she offered me a can of drink.
我说你们两个夫妻真是不要脸。
I said you two are shameless.
孩子都那么大了。
Your kids are so old.
还要打架。
And you're still fighting.
还要在地上滚不起来。
And you roll around the floor.
我说不要脸了。
You're shameless.
我说这个最好了。
This is the best.
他们去吵他们，我的凉的。
And they will be quarreling, and I'll be drinking my beverage.
后来用道理啊，就在那里勉励他们。
And later, I used the truth to encourage them.
是因为没有道理。
Because there's a lack of truth.
他们夫妻如果有道理的话
，If both of them had truth in them,
他们会认为我们这样子的打架是败坏了这个儿童的教育。
If they felt, then they would feel that fighting in front of the kids is not a good idea.
所以我们基督徒家里的生活。
So the daily life of a Christian.
有时候也要反省反省。
We should often think.
在我们布道会临近的时候。
Our evangelical service is approaching.
有时候魔鬼撒旦也借着工作来破坏。
Sometimes the devil will try to.
我们要以神的道理。
We must use the teaching
来明白这个事情是可以还是不可以。
To understand whether this incident is a yes or a no.
我们都加强这个要祈祷。
We should increase our prayers.
如果我们跟我们自己家里的人不和好
，If we are not in a good term with our family,
你的祷告神不会听的。
God will not listen to your prayers.
所以主耶稣说了
，So Jesus said,
你要献祭之前。
Before you sacrifice,
你要先想一想
you must think,
有谁得罪我了
who has offended me?
我要是跟他和好然后再来献祭
I must become friends with him again and then I'll
所以在古时候的献祭
So in the ancient times,
心里面要圣洁
You must have a pure heart
现在的祷告
Today in the prayers
也是一样心里面要圣洁
Our heart must also be clean.
我这样子的祷告
so that the prayer we have,
会不会得到神的垂听
Will God listen to our prayers?
我对弟兄姐妹有没有好
Do I treat my brothers and sisters well?
对弟兄姐妹有没有万恨
Do I
怨恨
Do I hate my brothers and sisters?
这个都要反省的
We should all think upon this.
有会还省的，就是有倒觉。
For those of us who have pondered upon this,
就好像羚羊
，we chew the cud just like a gavel.
他会想一想。
It will think.
只有会想还不够。
And thinking is not enough.
你要赶快来决定这个可以做，或者是这个不可以做。
You have to decide whether you can do this thing or not.
就跟这个羚羊啊，这个多加的行道一样。
Just like Dorcas.
啊，跟多加的行为一样。
Like the deeds of Dorcas.
保罗说了。
Paul said.
他说你种什么，你就收什么。
Whatever you plant, you sow.
你种什么豆。
Whatever seed that you sow, whatever plant you will get.
你听了道理之后。
After listening to the truth.
你行出来的是什么。
What are the deeds you have done?
所以我们听道理就是要跟这个道理来配合。
What we do must go along with the truth that we heard.
有的人在晚上做梦。
Sometimes we'll have a dream.
做了很大的梦。
It's a very grand one.
啊，他行了很多的善事。
He has done a lot of good deeds.
结果他呢，醒过来一点善事都没有做。
When he woke up, he hasn't done a single thing.
所以实实在在的小善的事情，胜过这个做梦中的行大善。
A small good deed is better than dreaming a lot of good deeds.
今天我们很有价值。
Today we're valuable.
只在乎一个真字。
Because we're looking at a true, the word true.
不在乎一个相似。
And we're not looking at similarities.
好像。
Or as if.
今天我们所敬拜的是真神。
Today we're looking at the true God. We're worshiping the true God.
我们要做一个真正的耶稣的门徒。
We want to be a true disciple of Jesus.
不能做一个好像是门徒啊。
We should not be a.
这个好像的就没有价值了。
This similar to.
所以这个真正的价值是在乎真。
The true value is to be a true disciple.
不在乎是相似的。
And not similar to.
所以希望圣灵的带领我们。
So we hope that through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. 下午
这个羚羊的道理。
The truth on the
gavel. 来做彼此的勉励。
Will be the topic to encourage each other.
这个道理。
This truth.
就是讲道的人也一样的要来修道。
Must also be heard by the person giving the sermon.
把这个道理阐明出来，来彼此来造就。
We should do the good deeds to help each other.
那么这样子，教会里面呢就能够团结。
In this way, the church will unite into one.
那么家庭里面就有喜乐之声。
There will be sounds of happiness in family.
那么我们要所做的工作，神才会祝福的。
So the work we do will be blessed by God.
好，